Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. That's a hot tub store, you guys. Creative Energy's summer sale is on. Save big on hot tubs, saunas, cold plunges, all different sizes. And if you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or a cold plunge, you'll save even more, like thousands more. Visit creativeenergy.com. You will love it. Oh, so good. I actually get the shivers just thinking about lowering myself into that hot. It's like just a hot tub of water in your backyard.
And then
anytime you want.
Incoming.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Oh, it's great.
Yep.
So good for your marriage.
Yeah, it's he loves it. We were fine, though, you know, before.
You don't know.
Is this the greatest butt on TV? I personally, I think this butt
Are you talking about your butt?
No. Mm. I think this butt's too big. Just me, personally. This is Christopher Maloney's butt. Now, maybe you think you don't know who Christopher Maloney is, but have you ever seen an ad for Law & Order SVU, if not the show itself?
Why is he naked?
I don't know. This is like one of those unofficial sites where someone is, there's one of Taylor Swift's legs. There's various like celebrity feet. This one is called Christopher Maloney's Butt. And it's the cover photo is just a shot of him in gym shorts. And then there's one where he's falling off a dock. Where the definition is profound. Like this guy's got, he does not skip butt day.
The funny thing is, I didn't think of a guy when you brought this
up. I know,
I
knew
you
wouldn't.
In the first place, yeah. Like that's
when
really
I said his butt. When I said this butt is too big, you went, "Oh, is it a Kardashian?"
Yeah,
butt?
I really did not. No, yeah. He's in great shape. Good for him.
Yeah, it's very round and has a fan page that has. Not that many pictures. I don't know how long it's been around, or maybe it's just been hanging out there, but. Oh, it's like no one's even following. No one knows about this.
I know that he worked on SVU.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he's done, but it's clear he's an actor, a guy who makes his living on TV.
His face is very familiar.
He should be in the gym, and he is, and that's great. He looks good.
He's got a very, very, if you just picture like a very, in the naked picture, it's just, you can't see, and he's like in a, almost like he's in a push-up position, lowered to the floor, and the butt is so, the glute is so large and heavy that it hangs to the side. Like, ladies, think about when you lay on your back and things hang
it's
to the side.
It's not hanging. It's muscle. It's hanging.
It's like the gravity is pulling it sideways.
But when you see that nude photo, are you like,
not really. It's that is that's a very overdeveloped butt. Maybe he tended toward that anyway, but he's definitely squatted that into perfection for those who are into a big round butt. Like, do you think that if you are I don't even think of like Schwarzenegger's butt as ever being like that. That's a big round butt.
Well, every
muscle needs to be worked on.
Every muscle on Arnold's body was overbuilt.
So maybe it just was as muscular and round as this.
It was contextual, probably. Like in this case, he's still in great shape.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. But that's, I mean, it's just, it's a very, it's a prominent feature, I guess.
But I have watched that show and I did never once went, wow.
Look at that.
Nice glutes, guy.
Check that out. Well, if Mariska Hargitay was on the screen, you probably were like, wow, that lady's lovely. So she, this is actually a story about her. I just happened to notice the butt because of what happened in the story. So that she has a documentary. Her mom is Jane Mansfield.
Mm-hmm.
And who was like a big star, I don't know what, in the 50s? I don't even know when.
Yeah.
Like she was, but she was beautiful. She was like a pinup girl.
Like, and there's like a horrible story about Mansfield's end, right?
Yes, there is. And so I think it's called My Mom Jane.
Is she the one with the giant boobs in that photo that the what is the lady that's staring over at her? She's a blonde, right?
Yes, she's blonde.
Let me see if I can find the photo. If it's who I'm thinking of,
it could very
well
be.
This photo's in like every Italian restaurant you've ever gone to.
She's very well known. I mean, she like for the day she was a big star.
And this one.
Let's have a look.
This photo right here.
Right where Sophia
Loren is looking at Jane Mansfield, and Jane Mansfield's boobs are out.
Yes, well they're in. A dress, but they are prominent. They're as prominent as Christopher Maloney's rear end on his butt fan page. So her mom is Jane Mansfield, and she died in a car accident.
Isn't that the story?
Oh, I don't know. They're not. Well, this whole thing is about a documentary that she did called My Mom Jane. So I don't know. I don't know all the gory details. What I do know is that there were other children in the car, and Mariska was in the car. But Mariska was a 3-year-old, so they get, and Jane Mansfield has just died. So I'm like, people, I guess, were freaking out over that and not really caring as much about the children. They get most of the kids out, and then the kids are like, you know, stunned and horrified. Their mom has just died. And they go, where's our sister? And she's still in the car.
Oh.
Like she's was left behind in the car, this 3-year-old, Mariska Hargitay. So that's just one of the things that they're talking about with this documentary.
I'll spare you the gruesome details, but it was not a pretty end for Jane.
Oh no, no. If this was any indication of what you just like a, you know, sometimes you say cut and you draw a finger across someplace, neck wise. I really just should say it. She was decapitated. If Vinny's correct, this is a
decapitation. That is one of the stories that's out there. And yeah. If when you look it up, it's one of the first things that comes up is,
this is how it happened.
Yeah.
Yikes. If it happened, this is how I did it.
So is that, what is, what's her name doing now? So there's a documentary?
So she's
Hargitay, right?
Yes. So they're still doing Law & Order SVU. As far as I know, that is still a show that's in production. So she and Christopher Maloney are co-workers. Mm-hmm. They co-star on that show. And he came out to walk the red carpet with her. Take a look at this. Walk the red carpet with her and support her. And do you catch anything?
She grabs his ass.
She does give his ass a squeeze. So a lot of people apparently over the years have asked, anything going on with these people? And it's the briefest of butt squeezes. But it is butt squeeze.
Well, I would say that they probably are comfortable with each other's motives and they're not.
He certainly doesn't flinch away from it. Yes, that's what I was thinking. But everyone's like, oh my God, they definitely are smashing. It's are they or is it just.
There are scenarios in your work life. And I'm not a real big fan of my work wife or my, you know, work husband, because that can kind of feel disrespectful, but there are certain relationships where I talk to you more than I talk to anybody, including my wife.
Right back at you.
So that's one of those things where you can sort of be in the boundary thing is you understand someone's motives and you don't find a threat in that. I'm assuming that's the case here where they're just playful and there they are in front of. I know she's doing it behind him, but there's 100 flashbulbs going off.
Right.
So there's no way that was going to happen without someone seeing it. They're in front of everyone.
So it looks like from the wallpaper behind them that My Mom Jane is an HBO original. So it looks like that's where you'll be able to see it if it's not already there. This was for the, like a premiere of it. Now she's dressed to the nines. He's wearing an untucked button down. He looks fine. He's jeans and an untucked button down. So he's probably just there like to support, et cetera. He wasn't walking the red carpet with her necessarily, but there he is, her co-star, so he jumps up there and gets a
Now, if he'd
taken.
Done that to her, we'd probably be telling a different story.
Yep.
Probably, huh?
But there is no question that there's a double standard.
Yes. Well, and the more I watch this, it's a very brief grab. I believe I put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But it's from Twitter, so it just has the, it doesn't generate a photo. You'd have to click on it's an X link. So if you've ever wondered if Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney on Law & Order SVU all these years, if they've ever done anything, we still don't know. Just so it's clear. Everyone, the world is speculating about this, but we...
Well, there's some smoke. So now if they end up together, we can say we...
We knew it.
We saw it
happen.
On the red carpet right before our very eyes.
And she's married, right?
I don't really know.
She's married. Peter Herman. I think they met on the show, actually.
Oh.
I wonder if he is.
So that would be some drama.
Yeah, it would. Maybe she's like, listen, you got to get some... butt cake, like some mud flaps like this guy's got.
Get in the gym, Peter.
Yeah, Peter Herman. Mariska Herman. Anyway, it's pretty... The funniest part about this for me was clicking on the... There was a link to the Instagram page for the Christopher Maloney's butt, and I thought, man, there really are fan pages for that kind of thing. Like, there's... It's not a super popular one, but there are 500 people who are like, yeah, I'll follow that. Next up, hold on, let me click past all these links. Oh, Jesus, I have a lot of links on this story. Pedro Pascal is a famous guy.
Overexposed, in my opinion, but okay.
I don't dislike him,
but he's say no every now and then. Mix in a no, Pedro.
Or don't.
Cash in while you can.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Actually, that is one way to look at it, right? So the most recent thing I've seen him in is Last of Us, which I don't want to give any spoilers away, but yeah. Pedro is, I first ever saw him on Game of Thrones. There's a lot of people who look like Pedro Pascal, believe it or not. Enough that there was a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest in New York City on Sunday at a Mexican restaurant called Sun del Norte. Okay. There were a couple people we have six people who are trying to be the Pedro Pascal lookalike. Who do you think won this?
The guy on the far right.
On the far right?
Yep.
That is exactly who. I actually thought maybe the guy on the far left, but he's the guy on the right. He looks a little older than Pedro actually looks, but there's a couple shots of him where it's like, oh, well, that's uncanny. Where's all the other pictures of him? That's so crazy. They all went away.
They all just vanished.
That's weird. Thanks a lot, New York Post. Anyway, what do you win? Oh, there he is. Oh, look at him. Oh, my God. He really, through the eyes, I mean, it's distinct. The guy's hair is pretty threaded with gray. But all the girls are standing around. I'm like, yeah, sort of Pedro. How you doing? So what do you win for a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest? Besides the obvious prize of you look like Pedro Pascal.
What do you win? You win a coupon for Chevy's, a $50 meal, and you win a $50 Gap gift certificate.
You know, just because you're saying 50 bucks, I'm going to go ahead and give you a point. Let me get my thing over here. He got 50 bucks and a year's worth of burritos from this burrito joint.
There you go.
Yeah. That's
all. Was it Chevy's or no?
No, it's the place is called Son del North. Not Norte, North. Son del North. So... it's a Mexican restaurant. So he gets
on that sign right above his head.
A year's worth of burritos and 50 bucks. And he gets to stand up on a little stage out in front of it and be like, yeah, I look like Pedro Pascal. I think I also put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to check it out. But there are a few people. I was like, wow, there's a lot of people that look like Pedro Pascal.
Of all the lookalike contests, this one had the most great.
Right.
Like the most where they looked like the person.
I wonder if they lined them up like that because the ones who are the six who are standing together all do very much look like him, or at least a little. And I wonder if it was one of those things where someone was like, you know, the clap-o-meter, like which one of these is the winner. They'll let them. It was a pretty good sized crowd out in front of this place.
Maybe we should host a Vinny lookalike contest.
Oh, well, Jean-Luc Picard would win that.
Yeah, that's it's
Patrick
funny
Stewart.
That you
if
said
he shows up.
Yeah.
It's funny that
$50.
As you bring this up, I thought, would I go to one of those things? And I wouldn't.
Why not?
If because it was for you, would you go?
Well, I assume it would be a radio Vinny, bit,
yeah,
so
Vinny
I'd have to go. But
you never know. The fans might just
I don't
spontaneously
think
do
that.
It.
But
if you look like Vinny, please post to aren't there like fan pages and stuff? Like where is a good place? Where could people
the unofficial
throw these things?
Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
Page.
Please post a picture of yourself up and we'll pick a winner. I don't know if you're getting $50. I'm not promising you anything, but I would love to see it. Because a lot of times I'll be out and I'll see someone from behind and I go, is that Vinny? You got to look from the back, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a swagger to somebody, too, that you just go, oh, could that be? But then if they don't have a hat on, I'm like, nah, Vinny never doesn't wear a hat.
Well, here.
Don't give it away. Let people use their creativity.
All right.
Can't wait to see him. DM me.
I never have a hat when I'm out of here.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
It comes off and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
How come you wear one here then?
I've told you this 10 million times.
I know, but
I'm not even
going
to tell you again.
I've heard this a few times already.
But we weren't even on camera for the first 2 years that we worked.
Listen to me. There are things that you sometimes just have to take responsibility for and decide, I'm not going to hear that again. So I'm taking it into my own hands and putting it to bed for good.
Oh,
that was
the
all.
The shiny head.
It was the shiny. I want people to enjoy our show.
Mm.
And for someone to write every day for months on end, like forever. Vaughn was like, they're at it again. I'm like, I just have to give up on this. And now you got me talking about it. You did it again.
Mm, I'm sorry. So can we DM Bob on the Waves or can we DM the Alice973
yep.
Instagram?
I'll check
DM
both.
Bob.
Okay. Yeah, just DM us on Instagram with your photo of your Vinny lookalike, and maybe we'll try and find a T-shirt around here somewhere. It's a radio station; we must have a box of those somewhere. So Vinny gets a point. I'm giving you 1 point for the $50. The winner. Oh my God! How did it get so late, Vinny? What's coming up in the news? Yikes! I don't know how it happens.
I'm so lonely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This girl's on fire. Somebody pulled her out. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our whole show, whenever you feel like listening to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast. Check it out now on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is sponsoring swim lessons and other fun water experiences at Fremont Water Park.
Nice.
You can zoom down the twisty fortress of fun, glide along the lazy river, or chill in the oasis pool.
That sounds nice.
It does sound nice. Visit aquaadventure.com for details and stop by fremontbank.com today. Yeah, we have a list of things we're going to do this summer. It's kind of, you know, overwhelming.
Yeah.
All the stuff that they
put them up on a board and cross them off as you do them. Oh, I guess summer's over.
But water park's on the list. Which I'm into. So
there's nothing like a day out in the sunshine. You're exhausted at the end of it. It's good times.
Normally, you can't keep me out of the water. But we went for a hike, and there's a little pond near my house.
Oh, a pond.
A little pond where some people fish and stuff. It's not a real fishing hole, but they do it anyway.
Is it like part of a river, like just a big open space?
Nope.
Just a pond.
Just a pond. Mm. But we hiked out to it. I told you we were running around with Edie, and she was, and I swear I was going to jump into that thing because I just looked and I go, is that gross? And she's like, that is so, my wife goes, that is so gross. Are you kidding?
So it's not clear?
It's not clear.
Oh, yeah. I would never.
But there were all these lily pads. And then I was like, you think those would hold me? They don't hold. They won't hold me.
They won't hold
me. But if there's like a million of them.
But then there's also like a million things in them. Like they are, you know, there's bugs and frogs and turtles.
Well, I didn't do it because it was really, I got the look right.
Muskrats.
If you touch that, I don't touch you. And I went, all right.
Oh, whatever. I grew up in ponds and look how I turned out.
Yeah, you're perfect. So actually, you should have jumped in. I was always really leery. I grew up on a pond too, and it was very, it had like rusty colored water.
Oh.
They're gross, but they're.
Yeah, but we swam in that thing. If you had a white bathing suit, it was just rust colored by the end of the summer. It was permanently rust colored, yeah.
Eek.
Yeah. And there were like freshwater mussels in it, and you'd open them up and they were like red.
Right? And you'd eat them?
No.
Why would you open them up?
You just would. Like you're a kid, you smash them. We would use them for bait too. You'd smash them and put the body on and toss it out, catch gross sunfish.
Did you ever used to see a lot of crawdads?
We did have crawdads
in
there.
We had tons of those in the dumb farm runoff water that we played in.
Yeah. Crawdads are just like, they call them little filters, you know? It's like the whole crustacean thing where they take it in, filter it, get food out of it somehow.
Today's going to be spectacular.
Are you sure?
Sunny.
It looks pretty good already, Ben.
And between 70 and 85, depending on where you're at.
Ooh, sounds great.
So, and summer's, this weekend is the kickoff.
Yep.
So, it's here, everyone. Last night in the NBA, the playoffs, OKC won, and they're one win away from the championship.
So it's 3-2?
Mm-hmm. And the same is true for the Panthers, as the Oilers must win tonight or the Panthers are champs at 5 o'clock tonight.
Those two series have really mirrored each other.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's been interesting as they're going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's... That's tonight.
Both good endings.
Oilers must win.
Yeah.
Okay, I teased you with this story, and it's interesting because I can kind of see both sides of this. I do believe human beings are social.
Yes.
And it's an important thing that we try to deny ourselves, because sometimes you will also find yourself feeling like, if I go out, then I get caught up in all this stuff. Like things right. that, you know, whatever it might be,
yes.
whether it's the holidays or just a regular
come up with reasons
picnic,
to not to.
And then you find yourself going, oh, it's going to be parking and this and that.
It's not worth the hassle.
A comprehensive new study of nearly 400,000 older folks receiving care in their homes has found that lonely older adults had an 18 to 23% lower risk of dying within a year compared to non-lonely seniors.
I'm so lonely.
But I'm still alive.
So lonely.
Have you ever had those times? This is off the study now, but those days where, and I had one not that long ago where I got someone's name wrong and then I did another thing that, and I was just driving home dejected, like, you know what I want to do? Hide in my room and not see people. I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh.
What a bad showing today.
Oh.
Bad job today, Vin. Go home. Be alone for a while. Just be done with it. You know, like stuff on the road and it. You ever feel like that where you're just like, it's too much bad interaction for one day. I just need to go home and be alone.
I definitely get down on myself sometimes, but I don't necessarily think to myself, I'm going to go home and be alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you're like, John, I'm home and John John's make me got feel better. Me,
right. I usually just tell John all my problems and he'll tell me all his and we talk it out and then we're like, want to go have a soda out back? All right, great. Yeah, but I feel you. I beat myself up. And sometimes on the show, I'm like, oh, that stupid thing I said.
You just get worn from it.
Yeah.
That feeling of just like interact.
Right.
Anyway.
Like
this,
non-positive interactions. That take
yeah,
it out
like
of you.
It's best yes. for me to just be alone for a minute so that I can't have another thing pile on right. top of that.
I'll definitely be grinding on these and not even remember them a month from now.
The study was conducted in Canada, Finland, and New Zealand, and all the participants had nurses visiting their homes to help them with daily activities like bathing, dressing, managing medication.
So they do have some interaction, but it's sort of transactional.
And they've got some kind of money. Well, Canada, Finland, New Zealand, is any of that just state-run?
I don't know.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
They provide a person to come to your house?
Maybe.
They provide all health care in those places, yeah.
Dang!
All three of those places?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have health care provided.
It would be nice to know that that's the one. Like you
could
don't
call
have
and get
to.
The right doctor. And they do
loneliness.
Say there's drawbacks, though.
What are they?
Just like accessibility to deeper care. Like if you have a mystery illness or something complicated or expensive things like cancer and scans and stuff.
Then they don't.
I don't know. I think that you can get them, but I know a Canadian lady she's like, it ain't all what it's cracked up to be.
Because
it sounds great. Sounds, you know, it's free. But she was like, there's issues with it. Like there are with any big system.
Okay.
Like that.
Loneliness was common for the people in that situation, the elderly that needed help with some kind of care, mm-hmm. even bathing, which, you know.
Which you think those are people who are, if you need in-home care, like that you're edging out and to hear that you have a greater chance of surviving for another year.
Edging out.
I don't know how to say it. Circling the drain. I have no idea. Like you've got in-home care. You would think that that's a person who's nearing the end.
Loneliness was common for the people in this situation, with between 16 and 24% reporting feeling lonely, which I can completely understand.
Yep.
Scientists tracked them for 1 year to see who died and when, and while controlling for dozens of mortality factors, including age, gender, health conditions like cancer, heart failure, all the stuff.
Yeah. But we...
Go ahead. No, you go
no,
ahead.
I was going to say, we have, I believe you've reported like how important social interactions are later in life.
I think that
maybe that's a well-being thing.
I think it's more important than, here's a counterpoint.
Right.
It seems to be not the most dangerous thing, the lack of, you know.
Right.
Socializing. But I do think, yeah, absolutely. It's way more important than anyone wants to give it credit. Most people want to say, I got me.
I think about this all the time.
I don't need that. I'm not a...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you're alone so much?
Yeah, I think about like, God, when I get old, I don't have kids. I I'm going to just be some old man in a house. Like, is that going
to
be me? Like, I think about it. I probably think about it too much.
You think about that a lot, really?
Yeah, yeah. You know, because, you're married for 20 years. You're kind of like planning on having somebody with you. And then like now it's like, okay. I got nobody. Like even when I had my hip, I had a friend come pick me up at the hospital. It's just all these little things you take for granted when you have a partner, and when you don't, it's like, oh crap, and no kids. Like who's going to want to take care of 70-year-old me or 80-year-old me or 90-year-old me?
Well, Bob seems to have her hand up.
Yeah, Bob is going to do it. Yeah,
I got you,
Bob.
Maddie.
She's young enough to
I'll
be your kid.
I'll pay someone to take care of you.
You know what's funny? Ooh. I've never thought about that. And when we were talking about having kids, Christina and I, she was one of the things she was like, well, you know, it'd be nice to have someone to take care of us when we're older. And I was like, that is not a reason to have kids.
You know,
no way.
It is a factor in that, not necessarily that they're going to come and give up their life and take care of you, but to have someone to advocate for you for in old age and to help you get to the things that you need to do, like that's, if you wind up with that, it's not a promise that if you have kids, they're going to take care of you in your old age, but, you know, treat them right, have a good relationship, and maybe
they will. I understand, and I know what she was getting at. I'm just saying it hadn't occurred to me that way, and as we were talking about having kids, I was like, that is not the reason. Like, just roll me into a hole and call it good. I don't need...
I'm not basing my decision to have children on that.
That is a lot of work. And just for them to roll me in a hole, like, that isn't...
Jesus.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you mean.
Researchers say there's a chance that social seniors with deteriorating health may be less likely to report feeling lonely because they're too ill to recognize or articulate their social needs.
Mm.
Well, that's not exactly a good finding.
No.
And not everyone faces immediate health risks due to loneliness. There could be a quality of life aspect. Yeah, that's what I think it is. Right. Socially isolated is not good.
No.
And you will say things that's one of the things I think. You need someone to go, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Like,
well, I don't know, drinking this entire bottle of bourbon?
Or whatever. Like, you don't eat butter or whatever dumb thing you're doing.
In the house. Can someone go get me some cat food?
Dumb thing it's come to. Like, you know, you want someone around to call you out on that stuff where you're like,
yeah.
Well, this makes sense. No.
No.
No, it does not.
No.
You've been alone too much.
Mm-hmm. No more sticks of butter for you. I'm going to make you a little sandwich.
We do not poop in the shower. That is not a thing that happens.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever people
what
do.
What is happening? That does seem like a bad choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you hope that
there's worse
there.
Places, but that's not an ideal one.
Right. I don't know what happened with that story.
I don't either.
It went really south for me.
I'm picturing Frasier's dad sitting in his lazy boy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't thought of that guy in a long time.
Yeah.
With his dog sitting on the arm. Yeah. All right. I'll just do some fast facts real quick. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Give me all of them.
Fast facts. It's possible to literally be allergic to other people.
I believe it.
Which runs right into the story.
Do you think,
it's
more like that you are just... You just really don't like them? Or do you actually get hives? Or because, you know, some people are upsetting to other people. And so maybe they have like an upset reaction every time they see them. But like, are you breaking out? Like, did your throat start closing up?
I don't think so. Wombat poop is cube shaped. Scientists think it helps keep their droppings from rolling away, which wombats use to mark their territory.
Oh.
That's an interesting theory that...
Cube-shaped.
Square poop. So you want it to roll away, don't you? Like, get out of here.
What if you're using it to mark your territory? Maybe they build like little walls with it and stuff. Like wombat.
Minecraft?
Sure.
All right.
I didn't think of Minecraft, but yes, that makes perfect sense.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, roll me in a hole. I smell a new scrotum pole smash hit.
Yeah. That could be our quote for Vinny today.
We don't have any quotes.
I want the quotes.
Don't do the quotes.
I'm hoping for quotes.
Maddie, I'm right here with you. I'm alone a lot now and wonder who will care for me should I need it later on in life. It's scary. Well, you know, get on the dating apps and start meeting people.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Join some clubs. Maybe one of them will roll you into a hole.
That's all I want. I just want somebody
into
to roll
the campfire.
Me into a
hole. I don't know.
Is that so much to ask? I'll make that my dating headline. Looking for someone to roll me into a hole when I'm old.
Yeah.
Speaking of a lookalike contest, Dolly Parton once entered a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and did not win.
Oh.
That can't be true.
It's a great story, though. I hope it is true. I have a couple Dolly stories I might try and get to.
You do?
Yeah, weirdly.
Dolly makes our celebrity trash?
Yeah.
206. This may, if I stop this, it's because it gets too sketchy. The accident is why they have those underside guards bars were added to trucks. They call them Mansfield bars. Uh-huh. Brooke, Napa, Odyssey. So Jane Mansfield was in an auto accident, and the famous sort of story is she was decapitated in the accident. And this person is saying that's why trucks have an added protective.
Google agrees. Sounds like it's true. That's so interesting.
Jane Mansfield is the reason that they have lower bumpers on the back of semi trucks now after her death.
Oh, wow.
And then 707 says big cans on Jane. We got that part. Yeah. I mean, that was in
pretty big.
It's in the
She's a very sweet face too. Like you see pictures of her and she just has she's very, very pretty, obviously.
I think Sophia Loren is one of the all-time great beauties. And in that paint or photograph, Jane Mansfield showing her up.
Well, and there she is side-eyeing those boobs. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's like the perfect woman picture. Because they're both beautiful. They both know it. And every chick looks at every other chick. We just do. We all look at each other. We look at dudes too, but not as much. Sorry about it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
What's coming up in the trash?
Dr. McSteamy, plus the latest on Katie in Orlando.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.